Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hey everyone, it's Lillian back with another breakaway edition of the Breakdown podcast. This week it's all about the Women's Rodeo World Championships that wrapped up just a few days ago at AT&T Stadium. Today we have the pleasure of hearing from event champion Amy Ort, and next week we're going to talk to WRWC Breakaway World Champion Martha Angeloni. But before we dive into the conversation with Amy, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the WRWC's format and how the week came together, just so you have a little bit of context. The event kicked off with the Cowgirl Gathering, where there was a last chance qualifier and a few ladies, including JJ Hampton, securing a qualification to next year's event. JJ used that momentum on Monday at the WRWC, winning round one with a 2.19 second run. The challenger winner that day was Madison Stanley, and she goes by Maddie, with a 2.44 second run. Maddie had a fabulous week in Fort Worth, and I can't wait to see her name popping up more and more. Tuesday was round two, and the challenger fast time was Kerrigan Cagely, I hope I said that right, with a 2.12, and Cheyenne McCartney blasted everybody away with a 1.86. Now, Wednesday was the semifinals, and Coley Cox topped the challenger with a 2.05, while Martha Angeloni was a 227. After these semifinals, the WRWC World Champions were crowned. And it can be a little bit confusing, but these champions were determined based on the overall points from 2023 to 2024. Martha Angeloni wrapped up both the breakaway and all-around world titles worth $25,000. Then we went to the showdown round on Thursday. This was 12 ladies total. There were six challengers and six pros, but they were all together. It was a clean slate. Everybody was, you know, in the same group, and we were going to see who made the top three to go rope an AT&T for the event championship, which is worth $60,000. Amy Ort, Martha Angeloni, and Jordan Joe Hollabaugh made it back to AT&T, and being there was such a cool experience. They competed there during the PBR World Finals, and so there were bulls everywhere, and the PBR had that place packed and rocking. People were super excited about all the female athletes, and they were sandwiched between two slates of bull riding, so they put on a really great show. As you know, Amy Ort came away with the championship, but I'm not going to give away any more details. Let's get into the conversation with Amy. It's time to rope. Let's go. I just wanted to jump right in. We just came off the weekend of the WRWC and the PBR World Finals. What an exciting weekend.
Yes, man, it was awesome. It was just awesome being at AT&T Stadium and competing against all them girls. And
you had to fight to get there, too.
Yes, ma'am. It wasn't no easy task. It was a knife fight to get there.
Awesome. So I kind of want to dive into your week leading up to the WRWC at AT&T, and then, of course, the big one there at the end. Huge crowd, lots of bulls, lots of energy. But we started off in the Cowtown Coliseum. What was your mindset headed into that week at the WRWC?
Going into Cowtown, my main goal was just to catch both my calves in the first, second round and just see where it falls. And then come to my finals, just try to make another good, smart run and just keep locking the calf down. And when I made it into the showdown round, the calf I drew, I wasn't very happy because he went ducked real hard off to the right, but further down the pin he ran. And so I really wasn't expecting to be fast on him, but I had a game plan with my dad and another guy that helped me push calf, Jason Reiniger. We made our plan just to see your start and just rope as fast as you can. And worked.
Right, and your dad was with you all week, wasn't he?
No, ma'am. He came up there Friday night, right before the Kid Rock thing started, and he wasn't there. He had to work, and so Justin Reiniger, Kylie, and Kelsey's dad helped me all week, and we're all really good friends. We rodeo all the time together, and so he's helped me all the time that week, and he's helped me everywhere else I've been that my dad couldn't be there, and I couldn't have made it there without him.
Awesome. It sounds like you have a really good community.
Yes, very good.
And then your dad was able to be there for Saturday night.
Yes, man. He wasn't going to miss Saturday.
Of course. Okay, so it sounds like you had a pretty much like a catch 'em, knock 'em down mentality throughout the week. What was your interpretation of the setup there in the Cowtown Coliseum?
I liked it. I mean, it was a good setup. It was a good start. I mean, it wasn't something too long where you're worried about getting out ran or anything, but it was really good. The calves were good, and it was just an all-around good setup.
Fantastic. So talk to me a little bit about your style as a breakaway roper. Are you somebody who is going to tear the barrier down trying to be sub 2 seconds, or you play it safer? Kind of talk to me about your style.
It depends. Like if it's a one header and I'll push the barrier and try to be as fast, but if it's a two goes in a short, I'll play a little safe. Still trying to, it's not too safe, but I just make smart runs, and when it comes to short round, I get tougher and I come back and I try to win it.
There you go. Well, and you've been doing a lot of amateur rodeos too, which I've heard you say are just super tough.
Yes, ma'am. Lately, it's been a lot of tough group of girls, and it's you're going against 80 girls. I mean, you gotta go for first for those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To even land in the money, probably.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we advanced through the rounds. There in the showdown, they were taking, I believe, top four in the average and then the fast times from each of the go rounds. But then it was all one pot as far as the challenger and the pro. Walk me through your showdown round. I mean, you blew it out of the water and you were 2.5, I believe, 2.05.
Yes, ma'am.
And I mean, outpaced everybody.
I really wasn't expecting to be that fast. I mean, I mean, when that calf turned right, I was like, I got to take my shot now because he goes to the fence. I ain't going to ever get another shot like that. And I mean, watching the videos on that calf, I was just really thinking it's going to be tough to be able to be any fast on making back because I knew I had Martha, I had Jordan Joe, I had all the other good girls, coming behind me. And so, I wasn't planning to be that fast. I was just wanting to be like two something just to stay right up in there, but ended up being a 2.0, and that really shocked me on that calf.
Yeah. Yeah, and Martha had been having such a strong week as well.
Yeah, she was having a good week too.
All right, so you get one day break, had the Kid Rock and Rodeo there at AT&T. Did you go to that?
Yes, ma'am, I was there.
Okay, what were your thoughts?
And at first, I was like, wow, this is crazy. And when Kid Rock opened up with the General Lee on the Tesla truck thing, that was awesome. I mean, I grew up watching that show, and just to see that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you're like, I understood that reference.
Yes, I mean, and the 01 on his boot, that was pretty cool. And, I've never even heard Kid Rock before. I didn't even know I'd have some of his songs. I already knew. But he was awesome. And then just to see the crowd and all the loud noise, everyone cheering on, was just awesome. And just to see the feeling that I'll be able to rope there Saturday, it was awesome.
Yeah. And we talked a few times throughout the week, and you were kind of quiet, but you didn't seem like you were super nervous. And then get to Saturday and you were like, no, like I wasn't nervous. Which to me, if I were in that situation, I would have been shaking in my boots. So where did you get that mental fortitude from?
Man, I don't know. I've always kind of had this mentality of like, it's either going to be good or it ain't. I mean, that's always how I've had it. And the WCRA putting on these big events, like especially like Corpus and Guthrie, that set you up for they kind of set you up for 18th with the big, with the loud noise and all the big crowds. I mean, I don't think I'd be able to handle 18th if we didn't have Corpus and all the other big WCRA events, but I've always just had the mentality of it's either going to be good or it ain't, and God's going to let you win either if he wants to or not. I mean, it's kind of God's plan to me. If he wants you to win, you're going to win, and that's always how I've been, and and stuff like that. My dad's always been like that, and I always pray to God, and he's always blessed me with some good wins, and he really helped me that week, and I can't thank him enough either.
And Corpus is another small arena, and everybody's kind of on top of you, whereas AT&T was obviously much larger, but the crowd's a little bit further away.
Yes, Corpus was a really small arena, but it was also very loud in there, like it was in AT&T. And I mean, just stuff like that really helps people get ready for AT&T and other big events coming up too.
Yeah. And speaking of Corpus, you won the DUI showcase there just a week before you won this. Won both the breakaway and the goat tie, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how often do you goat tie?
Oh, I go tie at college rodeos and just youth rodeos around where I live. And I go tied in high school and junior high and all those years. And I love go tying just as much as I love breakaway roping. And it's a big adrenaline rush for me to step off a horse going almost 30 miles an hour.
So that is so cool.
I really love it. And that's another one of my favorite events. I mean, I love them all, but breakaway and go tying are probably my top ones.
Yeah. Do you have barrels in the mix as well?
Oh, yes. I have several barrel horses and I run poles. I even team rope, and I don't team rope enough like I should, but I even team rope my head and stuff like that. And
well, all the opportunities growing out there for female team ropers, you're going to have to start team roping a little bit more.
I know. I told my dad my goal is this coming year, I'm going to try to make the women's finals and the barrels and the team roping. So hopefully I can get there for that.
There you go. I am going to talk to Wyla Jo Hodges here in a couple of days, and she competed in all three at the women's finals, and
yes,
I'm just respect all the way for her. We're going to take a quick break here to hear a message from today's sponsor, Purina. Attention horse owners, are you looking to help your horse recover with ease after a strenuous workout? Would you like to nourish your horse and their digestive system? If so, try the new Purina Replenimash product. It's much more than a mash. Replenimash promotes hydration, replenishes electrolytes, and supports gastric comfort. Put Purina's research to the test. Stop into your local Purina retailer and grab a bag of Purina's Replenimash product. Now, back to the breakdown. So let's shift gears. I want to talk about Frothy. He is super cute, you know, kind of stoic, standing in the back. But then we saw him kind of crow hopping with you after your run there at AT&T because of the arena lights on the floor.
Yes.
Go back. Tell me, you know, how you guys came to get him and what bringing him along has been like, because he's 11 now.
Yes, ma'am. When I was younger, me and my family, my mom and dad and my brother, we all went to the LA Water Quarter Horse Place, Madison and Thier's parents or grandparents. And we went there and we drove around their yearlings and we picked him out really to be a barrel horse, not even thinking he'd breakaway horse because his mom goes back to racing bloodlines and his older brothers were huge and barrel horses. Well, that's what Frothy was supposed to be. And Frothy never really growed. He just always stayed really short. And so we still trained to be a barrel horse. He's really nice barrel horse, like really nice. And even a pole horse, he does pretty much everything. I've ran poles on him and we were doing really good. And then I started breaking rope on him and he really excelled in that spot. And so when we started winning a bunch of the breakaway roping, I quit running barrels and poles on him and just focused on that. And then I needed a head horse, and so he's to be training to be a head horse, and he's a really nice head horse, probably just as nice as a calf horse. And so we hit it off of him and stuff like that, and now he's just a breakaway horse right now unless I just need a backup head horse. But that's really what he does, and he's just an awesome horse. I mean, to have a horse you can do pretty much anything on, that's a big deal. And he's just been a big part of the family, and he makes sure he's known around the house. He likes to be the center of attention.
It's kind of like you know, you doing all these different events. It sounds like Frothy does all the different events as well, although he's honed in on breakaway right now.
Yes, ma'am, he is. He really likes his breakaway open.
And what kind of barrel horse was he to run in the barrels?
He was a really fun barrel horse. I mean, he'd run in there wide open and just race like up the barrels. And I mean, he was really fast. I mean, I didn't really get to finish him out and season him like I wanted to, but just a couple times I got to run him, I seen very high potential in him. And my dad was like, nope, he's done. We're just stuck with Camp Forest now. So his barrel and pole and career, and that ended.
Yeah, that really speaks to his breeding, that he's able to excel in all those different places.
Yes, ma'am. That's the LA Water, that they're breeding. They can do pretty much anything.
Yeah, and I'd seen Madison share some of your posts, so.
Yes, ma'am. Frothies actually have brothers to her good horse, 8-Ball, her black horse.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Here you go. Royal family.
Yes.
So you say he's kind of a pain, and he likes everybody to know that he's around at the house. What are some of the most facepalm moments that Frothy's done?
When it's time to feed, if he ain't fed first, he is mad. He paws, he knickers, and he's just upset that he was not fed first. And he likes to be petted on, likes to be centered attention. But when it comes to big noise, he's like, don't touch me. He's very gentle, but he's very touchy also. Like, you don't like people who are real radical around him, and it kind of scares him. But he likes to be right there, center of attention, like, I'm here to let y'all know I'm here. Like, he likes to be there.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I am the moment, but don't touch me.
Yes.
Okay. Were you worried bringing him into AT&T at all?
Yes and no. I was, and then I wasn't, because practice, he did really good in the practice. He wasn't really scared of anything. But when we walked in there and the noises were coming up and he started prancing around like a barrel horse, I was like, oh, Lord. This is going to be interesting. And we walked in the arena to go behind the boxes before we roped. He was prancing. I'm like, bro, you literally just walking like a deadhead. What is going on? And so we walked out the box and go get ourselves ready to turn. He calmed back down. I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. And then after I roped, he went to buck. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is not going to be good. About to get bucked off in front of 30,000 people.
Little bonus bull riding, brunk riding.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So we haven't talked about your winning run in particular yet, the $60,000 win. You said you weren't that nervous, ready to go. You were the last to rope behind Jordan and Martha because of your leading time coming into it. Were you just ready to blow the doors off? Because you knew that Martha had done, I think it was like a 212 or something, 207.
When she was 1.9, and when she roped, I was like, oh, there's no way I can beat that. I mean, I'm trying to go for second now. But I told my dad, I said, there's no way I can beat that 1.9. There's just no way. I mean, no way. And he's like, well, just see, you're starting up the calf. And that's what I did. And when I thought I broke the barrier, I thought I just tore the barrier down. And when I saw those two together, I was like, oh, my gosh. I was just 1.7. And, like, I was still in shock because I really did not think I could beat the 1.9. That's an awesome run. I mean, just to beat a 1.9, that's huge. And I was not prepared to beat the 1.9 at all. I was just prepared to go make a run and not nothing to 1.7.
Yeah, you had it in there and you didn't even know you had it in there.
Yes, ma'am.
So you were one swing in the box, one swing across the line, and then throw.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And at what point were you like, I didn't break the barrier, I went 1.7, I won this thing, and then Frothy is trying to buck you off going across the pin?
It was when I saw the barrier was still attached. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was just, I didn't know what to say. I was speechless, and just like, all I could do was just smile as big as I could and try not to get bucked off.
Yeah.
I mean, it still ain't hit me yet, just what I won. And I mean, my dad, he watches the videos every day. He's like, wow, I just can't believe this has happened. And, I mean, it's still a shock for all of us right now.
Yeah, because you're about to be a sophomore in college down there in South Texas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. At Wharton Junior College?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What are you getting your degree in?
Undecided right now. I'm shooting. I really don't know. It's just getting basics out the way right now.
Right, right. Well, I mean, $60,000 can do a lot for a kid who's in college and also trying to rodeo at the same time.
Yes, ma'am. It really can.
Okay. Do you have any fun ideas on what you're going to spend your $60,000 on?
Well, my dad, he's already getting a truck lined up, so I think we're fixing to buy a truck and stuff, so.
Yeah, a solid truck is worth so much peace of mind.
Yes, trucks nowadays, they went up really high in the market, and